wrong, he said coldly. Value has no meaning other than in relation to living beings. The value of a thing is always relative to a particular person, is completely personal, and different in quantity for each living human. Market value is a fiction, merely a rough guess at the average of personal values, all of which must be quantitatively different, or trade would be impossible. I had wondered what Father would have said if he had heard market value called a fiction. Snort in disgust, probably. This very personal relationship, value, has two factors for a human being. First, what he can do with a thing, its use to him. And second, what he must do to get it, its cost to him. There is an old song which asserts, "The best things in life are free." Not true, utterly false. This was the tragic fallacy which brought on the decadence and collapse of the democracies of the 20th century. Those noble experiments failed because the people had been led to believe that they could simply vote for whatever they wanted and get it without toil, without sweat, without tears. Nothing of value is free. Even the breath of life is purchased at birth only through gasping effort and pain. He had been still looking at me and added, "If you boys and girls had to sweat for your toys the way a newly born baby has to struggle to live, you would be happier and much richer. As it is with some of you, I pity the poverty of your wealth. You... I've just awarded you the prize for the 100-meter dash. Does it make you happy?" I suppose it would. No dodging, please. You have the prize. Here, I'll write it out. Grand prize for the championship, 100-meter sprint. He had actually come back to my seat and pinned it on my chest. There. Are you happy? You value it, or don't you? I was sore. First, that dirty crack about rich kids, a typical sneer of those who haven't got it. And now this farce. I ripped it off and chucked it at him. Mr. Dubois had looked surprised. "It doesn't make you happy?" "You know darn well I placed fourth." "Exactly. The prize for first place is worthless to you because... you haven't earned it, but you enjoy a modest satisfaction in placing fourth. You earned it." I trust that some of the somnambulists here understood this little morality play. I fancy that the poet who wrote that song meant to imply that the best things in life must be purchased other than with money, which is true, just as the literal meaning of his words is false. The best things in life are beyond money. Their price is agony and sweat and devotion. And the price demanded for the most precious of all things in life is life itself. Ultimate cost for perfect value.